Hi, I'm Steve Westerly, and this is Beneficial Intelligence, a new weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. This week, price transparency. An American friend of mine went to get tested for coronavirus. He went to a hospital that was covered by his plan, and he brought his wife along because that was where there was an available time slot. Now, his wife wasn't covered by the same plan, so she had to pay herself. She ended up paying $56 for her test. When the paperwork for his test eventually wound its way through the bureaucracy, he found out that his test had cost $450, with a copay for him of $140. So he was paying twice as much as his wife, and his insurance company, on top of that, was paying more than five times as much. The reason that this happens is lack of price transparency. The U.S. has an absurdly complex and expensive healthcare system. Now, it provides great care for those inside it, but it is very expensive. The U.S. is using 17% of their gross domestic product on healthcare. No other industrialized country comes close. Now, number two is at less than 12%. Because of this lack of transparency and the resultant exorbitant cost, the U.S. has now belatedly implemented some regulation that says you have to tell the customers what it costs. You have to publish your price list. The hospitals have been dragging their feet, but have eventually started complying. Of course, they are burying their prices seven levels down into their websites in some obscure corner that nobody can find. And they are putting a special instruction on those web pages. A special instruction for search engines like Google to say, don't come here, don't index this page. So not only are they hiding the information seven levels deep in their websites, they're also making sure that Google can't find it. That is simply willful obfuscation. You see, the same thing happens with cloud services. They have apparently taken a page from the playbook of mobile service providers. You know, you can't ever compare two mobile plans. You know, there's always a different number of included minutes or a data cap or a number of free text messages. So no two plans are the same, so you can't compare. Same thing with cloud. No two plans are the same. There is an obfuscation of price. The CPU from one cloud vendor is not the same as the CPU from another cloud vendor. And they each have different packages. They have different RAM. They have different storage. They're charging different prices. Some charge per message. Some charge per megabyte. Some charge for bandwidth. So they are each making sure that you can't compare their prices with something else. That's, again, willful obfuscation. When you are buying proprietary software, then you get a better price clarity. If you're buying one, then you know you're paying this much up front and you're paying this much every month or every year in mandatory or optional support fees. Now, the vendors would like you to buy some kind of all-you-can-eat license, an unlimited license of some kind. That's where the lack of transparency sneaks in again. Because then you're just paying an all-you-can-eat price, and you don't know what each piece of software costs. And you have to look really carefully about how do you get out of that agreement again. What does it cost you to leave your unlimited agreement? Typically, pretty expensive. Now, if you buy open-source software, then you know the initial price, zero. But, of course, there is a cost in running open source software. You might want some kind of support organization behind you, so you might want to buy third-party support. You might need to hire some people to actually run it, or you might need to hire some consultants. If you take a well-known open source package, then you'll know how much it costs because you can ask other people who are already running that software. So ask around for your CIO and CTO colleagues, are you running software package X? What does that actually cost you? Now, if you're running a rare or specialized open source package, then you'll probably have to guess. You have less price transparency if you're running something that few other people are running. But your priority, your list of priorities when buying software is first, well, open source, a well-known open source product. You'll know what it costs, and you, because you don't have a per deployment license, then you can freely deploy it on premise in the cloud. You can deploy as many instances as you like. Your second choice, and in many cases your only choice for specialized functions, is proprietary software. And you know what you're going to be paying for that. So you have a pretty good price transparency. But don't choose a vendor that tries to obfuscate their prices. If they're not honest about their prices, then what else are they not honest about? So as a CIO or CTO, make sure that your software evaluation criteria include price transparency. Thank you for listening to Beneficial Intelligence, a weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. If you like the content, please spread the word. If you have comments, please get in touch. My contact information is in the show notes. See you next week.